Today is the Feast of All the Benedictine Saints of the Order. So this is the Mass of the All Saints. So this is the occasion I want to preach all of you about the Gospel of today. Because the saints are waiting for us in heaven, are our examples to follow. In this case, the Benedictines, we know that there are 57,000 Benedictine saints already in heaven, in the Martyrology. Most of them martyrs. So the saints always shall be a major essential point of doctrine for us to study in a daily basis, because we must be saints. We are here to become saints. Only saints can enter heaven. And those who went before us are praying for us, are waiting for us, and are example for us. So our Lord in the Gospel lays down the spirit that we must acquire in order to become saints. I want to explain. So our Lord said the following. This is the 8 Beatitudes. He said, first, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit are those who are not attached. Their hearts are not attaching their hearts to earthly things. Even they have possessions, even they have or no possessions, they use of them as if they will have nothing. So for them it's very easy to use them and to give them away, or to lose them away without losing heart. So poor in spirit is those who possess God as a treasure. The Blessed Virgin Mary, the saints. It should be our treasure. So to be ready to give up to whatever, even our life, our health, whatever it has from us, we must be ready to give it away, to give it out. It's to be poor in spirit. Because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So the saints are like that. We are like that. Remember, where is your heart, there shall be your treasure. So our treasure must be, dear friends, must be God, His Holiness, His friends, His saints, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Nothing worthwhile in this life besides God. So after he says, blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. So the meek are those who are patient, those who are sweet with the neighbor, they who are not alterated because the cross or because the problems and because the defects of the others, the trials and the injustices of the others. They keep the same spirit, because the treasure is God. They live in God. They only valorate God as their treasure. So when they are persecuted, they are with problems, they keep meek, patient. It's quite very important when we are disturbed with violent temptations or trials, or injustices, to keep peace, not to answer back, not to teach, or not to, in that moment, not to rebuke, or not to try to correct in that moment. Saint Benedict says in his rule, we have to look for the best moment in order to teach or to correct and to rebuke. Because meekness is extremely very important, because is the way the saints and God wants us to do it. He said example. his other example, when he was stroking a cheek, he said he offered the other cheek, you know? Another point, when we are meek in front of the injustices and trials, is the best way to convert the neighbor. Don't forget about that. The neighbor is converted by heroic virtue that they may see in us. Many are not converted by words, only by example. When we put a heroic example is when they are converted. They change. People change when they see heroic virtue. It's a great encouragement. This is why when we see the saints, we are moved. We are always moved to be better. So our Lord continues. He says, blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So those who mourn, those who cry, are those who suffer because the world, because the injustices, because the sins of the others, because my own sins, because the devil taking possession of everything, controlling everything, because God is allowing it as a punishment of the evil people. So remembering that our Lord called blessed those who cry, those who mourn, because we shall be comforted. So means that means that our rest place, we are going to rest in heaven. We should not be looking for vacations and an easy life on earth. We should receive the blows of life, the crosses, with the spirit of sacrifice, mortification, and giving them with the suffering them together with our Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary. With the virtue of long suffering, it's the virtue of long suffering. We must suffer, we must help our Lord to save souls, we must cry, we must mourn in this life. Very important, I tell you, because the contrary to the spirit of the saints is the spirit of the evil people or the world. I tell you, it's just either or. Either we try to acquire the spirit of the saints, or we have the spirit of the evil, or the world, or the evil people. So our Lord continues, says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Justice in the Bible here in this means holiness. Those who strive after holiness means those who desire to please God. Those who desire to do the will of God, to do better. Those who try to correct themselves, to practice the virtues. This is to thirst and hunger after justice. We shall be satisfied, he said. Because we will possess the infinite holiness of God in heaven. Will be our possession. We will live the life of God in heaven. Will be our reward to live with God for the whole eternity. His life, His love will be ours. We will love with the love of God. We will enjoy the happiness of God. We will see God and the other things as He sees them. So we will be satisfied completely. So we must show God this hunger and thirst. Means when we see something sacred, something divine of a holy religion, to defend it, to be faithful to it. It's what Archbishop Lefebvre has been teaching us. To whatever price, even if with our own life, we must pursue fidelity. In doctrine, in sacraments, in whatever is divine, whatever is having handed down to us from the apostle, from the Catholic Church. We must hunger for it, not to make compromises, not to surrender to the enemy. You notice this is the lukewarm spirit of the world. To surrender to the enemy. They don't want to keep fighting. They're tired fighting. They're hunger about technology, about the worldly things. So remember, our Lord said very clear, the Antichrist shall be able to deceive many for the lack of love of truth. Mean for the lack of thirst, for the lack of hunger after holiness, for the glory of God, for the truth, for the doctrine, for the sacredness of our holy religion, of our calling as a children of God. You see, if we want to be saved, if we want to really to go to heaven, we must have this thirst to do better, to have horror for sin, the infidelities against faith, and against doctrine, against the sacraments. So our Lord continues. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. This is also another very important, of course, very important, but this is a focus upon our neighbor. Merciful means we are here in our relations with our neighbor, we must be merciful. Means that we must have compassion and pity upon everybody, especially those in more need, those who have the greatest need of spiritual things, of physical, corporal things. It is the same works of mercy, spiritual and physical works of mercy. So we are obliged to practice mercy towards anyone, friends and no friends, enemies even. It's a commandment of our Lord. Be merciful to the others and you shall have mercy. You shall obtain mercy. So it's why St. Peter asked our Lord, how many times I had to forgive my neighbor? He said, 70 times 7. So always, always to forgive, to help, to have compassion, to have patience, to endure our neighbor. This is the spirit of the saints, dear friends. This is the spirit of the saints. Especially today, because with this evil, this lukewarmness, this evil people around us, the devil being loose. For example, with this COVID-19 issue, people stop completely practicing mercy, practicing charity, because they love more their health than to visit the sick, than to help the poor, than to go to see people, to help people in general. It's a catastrophe. Because our Lord said they shall not obtain mercy. Depends upon that we are going to obtain mercy. How do we treat our neighbor, our brothers and sisters? So he says, our Lord continues, blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. So the friends of God, those who want to be with God, must have a horror for sin, horror. Even venial sins, of course. Remembering that, for example, a lie is like spitting upon the face of Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. The saints always had great sorrow for the sins. Saint Benedict is the example. Saint Benedict had always tears in his prayers. Whenever he will pray, he will pray with tears. With sorrow for the sins and his sins and the sins of the others. Is it normal? Is it the normal state of soul of a Catholic to be very shameful, very sorrowful about whatever sin, or the others of my sins, whatever, and not to think like the world? It's not a great deal. I will say a lie. It's not a great deal. This is the mentality of the world. I got disobeyed. It's not a big deal. It's just a little bit. No, it's not little. It's not little. You know, the new catechism, the modernist catechism says that the venial sin is not serious. That the mortal sin is serious and the venial sin is not serious. It's a distinction. Wrong. Both venial sin and mortal sin, both are very serious sins. Venial sin is like spitting upon our Lord. Mortal sin is try to kill our Lord. In fact, to take away our love from our hearts, to step upon him and to step upon his most precious blood. We don't want that. So we take away our love from our souls. But both are very serious. Either venial sin or mortal sin are serious sins. Remember, so if we don't pursue cleanness of heart, at least by this sorrow, we shall not see God. This is why it's purgatory. That is the reason why there is purgatory, because if we don't have clean heart and we die, if we die in sanctifying grace, we have to go to purgatory. So he said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Those who want to sacrifice themselves so that the others will be having peace. Means peacemakers is those who want to carry the cross of the others, those who want to carry the cross of the neighbor so that they may have peace, o sea, to lighten the burden of our neighbor. To try to make them a peaceful life by putting upon our shoulders the cross, the sufferings of the others. That's the peacemakers. To procure the peace on the others by preaching the truth, by giving Christ, and by taking upon us their crosses. It's how we all want to make peace on the others. We cause peace in the others. And finally he says, blessed are those who suffer persecution for justice sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So remember the last time I told you that the Saint John Maria Vianney says, to suffer persecution is the best could happen to us in order to defeat the world. Look what he said. The best weapon that we have to defeat the world is to be persecuted by them. Why? Because they will remind us that they are enemies and we will not make an agreement to them because they are persecuting, they are trying to to kill us. They are trying to make us suffer. So when we are persecuted by someone, we don't make agreement, we don't make peace, we don't make compromises. This is why the best to happen to us in order to battle against the world is to be persecuted by them. And precisely what people doesn't want, to be persecuted, to be, they want to live in a human peace at all costs. So this is why was good for Archbishop Lefebvre to have the false label of excommunication. Because in the eyes of the world, he was being persecuted and being banned from the modernist church. So that was a good thing. It was a good thing to be persecuted by them, visibly. Because in that way was a wall built between the modernist and the traditionalist. Because it's obvious when you are persecuted by someone, means that his enemy, he wants to be your enemy. So when he starts fighting against you, so he recognizes his enemy, so it's more difficult to be at peace with him. So then for us, if we are persecuted, means that we will not be at peace with the world. It's good. It's a good thing. It's a grace to be persecuted. It's why our Lord, he extends himself after saying this. He extends himself. He says, "So blessed are you then when men reproach you and persecute you and speaking falsely all manner of evil against you for my sake. Rejoice and exult because your reward is great in heaven." Father and Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.